This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show out here every single day.
We're changing people's lives.
Now let's discuss a couple things, because I got a bunch of questions in about Boebert calling out Trump publicly and what that might mean, and people were asking why, and I'm going to get to that in a second, but I want to finish this thought I finished up with. Someone wrote in, they got a trans flag painted on their street for 8 months. How do we fix it? Jesse, how do I get the drag queens out of my library? Jesse, how do I do this? There's no fast way. I'd love to sit here and tell you, just get out there with a can of spray paint and just start going to work. No. That's illegal. None of that. Remember, it's your city council that did this. Why aren't you on that city council? Or why aren't you recruiting a friend, family member, neighbor to run for the city council and then working with them? And this is almost always what people will think, because this is human nature. Well, I'm not qualified. No, you're the most qualified person. The lunatic on your city council who decided that men should chop their penises off and pretend they're women, that's the lunatic who's not qualified. You're qualified. You should be on your city council. Jesse, why is this happening in my school? Because you're not on the school board. Jesse, why is this happening in my county? Because you're not on the county board of supervisors. Legal and local. And people don't want to hear that. And I understand. Look, that probably makes you cringe. And honestly, I don't love saying it. Remember, I've done it, though. I've run twice. I've done this. I've been involved. I'm still involved in political activism. I know it can be a grind. I still do events. I just did one a month ago. Wake up on a Saturday. I wanted to sleep in. I wanted to make bacon and eggs. I wanted to watch a documentary, maybe have a Bloody Mary. It's the weekend, baby. Instead, family, get up, get dressed. Got a local event here. Local candidates. Got to go get out the vote event. I know what sucks. It's like we talked about in the beginning. We want easy, simple solutions for everything. Jesse, I need to lose 50 pounds. Well, eat less and work out more. What do you want me to tell you? It's going to hurt. At least at first. It'll end up being worth it, but it's going to hurt. You want that flag gone? You need to be in office. You need to run for office. I know that sucks, but believe me, you're qualified. Jesse, well, I can't be on the school board. I don't have kids. Half the childless hags on your school board don't have kids. Jesse, I don't even have a college degree. Yeah, the people with college degrees are morons now in this country. Good, that means you're also the most qualified. You're the most qualified person. Because you're the one that sees the problem, you're angry about the problem, and you want something done about the problem. That tells me already, you're qualified. Go do it. And I love your emails, by the way. When I get these emails, I love them all. Remember, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions. They're all welcome. I love your emails. Some of my favorite ones are the ones you write me when you say, Jesse, I listened, I ran and did it. Jesse, I listened, I ran for school board and did it. Jesse, I listened, I ran for city council and did it. That makes us feel like $1 million here. It makes us feel like we're making some kind of a difference out there. Go, do it, and then tell me about it, all right? All right. Now, I am seeing people, a lot of people, are starting to ask, especially today, about what Lauren Boebert said. Lauren Boebert, you know, the Jesse Kelly Show's first winner ever of the bipartisan Hottest Women of Congress list. We sent her a partially used Red Lobster gift card. Everyone will remember that. New list comes out every 2 years. I realize this is a year we got to put out a list. We have a new Congress, so that'll be coming. But she's also a arch conservative congresswoman from Colorado and a dyed-in-the-wool Trump person. Loves Trump. Trump loves her. There's Trump, 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 Trump. Well, we're in the middle of this huge speaker fight. Is Kevin McCarthy going to be speaker? Boebert doesn't want him to be speaker. And Trump comes out publicly, very publicly, and says, get Kevin in there now. And apparently, I had heard rumors about this. We have confirmation. Now, Trump got on the phone with all the Trump people who were opposing McCarthy and started whipping votes for McCarthy. Hey, enough of this nonsense. Vote for McCarthy. Well, Lauren Boebert, who, I mean, I know her personally, great person, And hardcore Trumper publicly today on the House floor said this.
Let's stop with the campaign smears and tactics to get people to turn against us. Even having my favorite president call us and tell us we need to knock this off. I think it actually needs to be reversed. The president needs to tell Kevin McCarthy that, sir, you do not have the votes and it's time to withdraw. And with that, I yield. Thank you.
Okay. Wow. That's a lot. That's for Lauren Boebert to say that? That's a lot. All right. Now, you remember on election night, what does this mean for Trump? This is where we're going with all this. Do you remember on election night? I think it was election night or the day after election. I forget when it was. It was right around in there. Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, Winsome Sears. I love this woman. Winsome Sears went on TV, really unprompted. She went on TV with Neil Cavuto. This is about a minute long and had this to say.
You know, the voters have spoken and they have said that they want a different leader. And a true leader understands when they have become a liability. A true leader understands that it's time to step off the stage. And the voters have given us that very clear message.
So does that apply within the Republican Party, Lieutenant Governor, to Donald Trump, that it's time to step off the stage?
Yes, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And indeed, that's where we are today. And as I said before, America is the prize. Why do we want to win elections? It's because we've got to learn to love each other, live together, govern together. And the voters are saying
That's a very public blasting of Trump. All right. Let's pause on that for a moment. You ever deal with anyone in baseball pitching? I had a buddy who was a pitching scout for a major league team for a while. We weren't super close, but we'd talk every now and then. And I remember a conversation we had one time, and it was about pitchers, and it was about as pitchers get older. And he said, Jesse, one of the big problems veteran pitchers have when they get older is if you have some guy who's used to throwing heat, he's throwing gas, he's throwing fastballs, he's throwing fast pitches. So he's a young stud, he's 25 years old, and he's chucking 98 mile an hour heat there, and he loves it. And that's who he's always been. That's who he was in high school, that's who he was in college, and he gets to the pros, and he's chucking gas by people. He said, one of my hardest things I have, if not my hardest thing in my career, is telling that guy as he gets older, and 98 turns into 97, and it turns into 96, and it turns into 95. Telling that guy, hey, man, that pitch is still there. You can use it on occasion, but you got to start throwing curveballs, but you got to start throwing screwballs. You got to start throwing sliders. You have to find different pitches as the arm leaves you. That doesn't mean you're bad now. It doesn't mean you still can't be a starter. It doesn't mean you still can't be number one, but it means you need new pitches. You're not, as you get older, you're not the pitcher you once were, so you have to make adjustments because if you continue to try to be the pitcher you once were, when the body ain't cooperating, when the arm ain't there anymore, you're going to get shelled and your career is going to end before it has to. He said that's a hard, very hard conversation to have with someone who's had, between high school, college, and pros, someone who's had 20 years of blowing gas by every batter and now can't. That's a bitter pill to swallow. Hey, man, the gas ain't there anymore. But this is the deal with Donald Trump. Donald Trump can still absolutely be the nominee, and maybe he should be. You know my stance on it. I want all of them to fight. I want them to have a big primary. I want everyone to get in. I want everyone to go earn my vote and fight. I voted for Trump twice. I don't know who I'm voting for in the upcoming primary. I want to see what they all have to say about some things. But he can still be the nominee. And not only can he be the nominee, Trump can still be the president of the United States of America. Again, he can. He absolutely can. Don't believe anyone who tells you otherwise. But... and there's a big but when it comes to this. Trump is going to have to learn the curveball now. He's going to have to learn a slider. He's going to have to learn how to throw a changeup. And I will explain exactly what I mean by that, exactly what I'm talking about here in just a moment. Before we talk about that, let me talk about Fred, the golden doodle, who's not a designer dog. So don't be mean. Someone called me a designer dog, Jesse. Okay. It's just a golden retriever and a poodle. All right. And we had to get it for pet reasons. You know what else we had to do for pet reasons? I had to take him today. Every now and then we have to drop him off to get professionally groomed. We try to keep his hair. He has hair that will mat if we don't stay on it. And eventually it gets too much and we have to go get it kind of chopped off on him. And they fall in love with the idiot. And you know what they said today? Oh, I'm so glad he doesn't puke anymore because I had to drop him off. The wife is sick. I told you forever, Fred puked all the freaking time. It was just, of course, he has a sensitive stomach. Of course he would. Fred doesn't puke anymore, even on the car ride over. And he always did that. I even had him in my midlife crisis car in the back seat because Fred has Rough Greens poured on his food every morning. We didn't change foods. We took Rough Greens, digestive enzymes, vitamins, omega oils. We took Rough Greens and we added it to his breakfast, and Fred doesn't puke anymore. He doesn't get ear infections anymore. Rough Greens is offering free Jumpstart trial bags now. Free bag. All you do is pay for the shipping. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Roughgreens.com/Jesse.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing. They podcast every show when it's done on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Also, don't forget on iTunes to leave a 5-star rating and a review talking about how handsome I am. Back to this Trump talk, in case you're just joining us. Why are these people now, even hardcore Trump people, why are they defying Trump out in public? Why is Boebert doing it? Why is Winsome Sears doing it? It's not because Trump is done. Don't believe that. Don't believe that at all. I mean, I guess he could be. Trump could be done if he doesn't make adjustments. And this is what I mean. Trump, for the past few years, 4 or 5 years, has unquestionably ruled the Republican Party. He has ruled it. And if you publicly opposed Trump and he came at you, you were finished. Absolutely finished. Your career's over. You won't survive the next primary. I can list you example after example after example. If Trump set his eyes on you, you were done. So that's changed. And it's not all Trump's fault. Some of it is. Some of it is his personnel choices and some frustrations people have. But some of it's just the fact the entire system is working against Trump. There are a laundry list of reasons. But the truth is, the fastball, it ain't there anymore, and Trump doesn't have that kind of juice anymore. That's not the end of the world. If you're a hardcore Trump person, if you're wearing your MAGA hat right now and you're bummed about that, hold on. That's not the end of the world. All that means is the fastball has to be held in reserve more. That means Donald Trump has to accept and acknowledge that he isn't the God King of the Republican Party anymore. And he has to instead of that, he has to reach out more and coalition build more. And I know that's kind of, for Trump's so rough around the edges, that may sound weird, but the days of Donald Trump simply going to social media and saying, support him, and if you don't, you suck, and that working, those days are clearly gone. Trump not only put out a public message of support for Kevin McCarthy, who most of the right thinks is a huge establishment rhino. He called the individual people, the 20 people who are opposing McCarthy, and they all said, oh, yeah, thanks for the call, Donald. Not interested. Boop. Now, that doesn't mean Trump's done, but it means he has to accept the fastball has left him. Times changed. Countries change. Movements change. And he has to make adjustments. If he doesn't, I will say this. This is a fact. If he doesn't, if he still runs in 2023 and 2024, like he still has that 98-mile-per-hour fastball he had in 2018, Donald Trump's not getting out of the primary. He won't. He said, I know that's hard to hear for a lot of people. Maybe that has you cringe. He will not. But he does have the ability to make these adjustments. Donald Trump knows people. Donald Trump listens to his base very well. He has a bunch of idiot advisors who all need to be fired. But Donald Trump knows people. It's up to him whether or not he's going to listen. If the Donald Trump of 23 and 24 is trying to be the 25-year-old gas-throwing pitcher Donald Trump, Donald Trump's done. He's finished. It's gone. If he makes adjustments, he can come back. But he doesn't have the juice anymore. He can get it back, but he has to get that coalition back in. The juice, remember, the juice is you. That's what I'm talking about when it comes to political power. You're the political power. Donald Trump still has many, many, many hardcore supporters. Probably half the people who listen to me right now. And that's good. I'm not telling you to stop. But if I was doing this show, and I was doing this show 4 years ago, it would have been 90% of the people listening to the sound of my voice. Now, I get all the emails, good and bad. I get them all. Now, half, maybe. Maybe half. If I say something, which is not often because I like the guy, but if I say something critical of Donald Trump, I don't get a bunch of hate mail. I get a bunch of people saying, Jesse, I love him too. What's he doing? Jesse, I love him. I'm frustrated. What's he doing? Jesse, why'd he do that? Okay, you're the juice. He needs to bring you back in. He needs to, whatever that MAGA magic was, that Make America Great Again magic was, speaking for people who'd never been spoken for before. I'm talking about people who care about the border. I'm talking about people who care about trade with China, manufacturing jobs, working class people who've had their lives, their livelihoods shipped to China. That excitement, that MAGA movement. He can recapture that magic again and bring people back in, but he has to understand that that is his new goal. He can't continue to walk out there like he has all the people behind him and simply issue an order. Because what happens when you try to do that is, when you try to do that and you don't have the juice anymore, then you end up getting embarrassed. No matter what you think about Trump, love him, hate him, I'm sure I'll get a bunch of emails both, and all that's fine. You know, all that stuff's welcome. You be honest with me. You can yell at me. You're not going to offend me. I don't care. You can agree with me. It doesn't matter. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. When Donald Trump puts out a public statement to support Kevin McCarthy, and then he calls individually the people and says to them, enough of this, support Kevin McCarthy, and they all essentially thumb their nose at him, that's Donald Trump going out there for a game and trying to throw gas and getting shelled really bad. They hit a lot of homers. That's publicly, that's embarrassing. It doesn't look good. He needs to take that stinging loss and adjust. If he does, magic can come back. If he doesn't, it's over. It's that simple. Some are going to love hearing that. About half my audience will love hearing it. Half will hate it. But that's the truth. That's the simple truth. Do I sugarcoat things for you? I'll tell you how it is. Now, here's how else it is. I don't think that's good English, but I went to community college. Here's how else it is. We have a country full of mentally deranged lunatics. From machetes to guns to knives to just drugged out disasters. Now with the coming economic worries, I guess we'll put it that way, economic woes, we're going to have a nation of people who you should keep your eyes open for. And you should keep your eyes open for your loved one who you can't be around all the time. Look, I can't be around the wife all the time. I can't be around the kids all the time. I make sure that they're protected when I'm not there. Do you have a hero gun? More importantly, does the person you love the most have a hero gun? Even if they're not a gun person, this is a non-lethal gun. It shoots pepper balls 100 miles per hour. They hit, it hurts, and then the pepper cloud comes. Or do they have a hero arrow? It's even a little smaller, kind of better for a woman's purse. I love them both, to be honest. They still have discounts right now at hero2020.com, code Jesse. Hero2020.com. You don't need a concealed carry permit. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, all right? State restrictions may apply. About that one big break. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and boy, we are... Man, I'm almost done already. That sucks. Don't worry, I'll be back tomorrow. Hey, get your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in for Friday. Remember, Fridays are Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It's coming soon. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's check in on the death cult known as the environmental movement. We've got a few here. Just figured it'd be fun to play all three of these back to back.
I and the vast majority of my colleagues think we've had it, that the next few decades will be the end of the kind of civilization we're used to.
That's Paul Ehrlich on 60 Minutes, making sure you know that you're completely finished if you don't give up everything you own now and start living like a caveman. Here's Bill Gates.
Well, the Gates Foundation has partnered with DFID on a great number of things, and among those are work we do together on livestock, helping animals survive either by having vaccines.
Yeah, Bill Gates is actually trying to wipe out animals as he buys up American farmland. He's doing so with the expressed purpose of creating meat in a laboratory. I'm not making that up. They use animal stem cells that they grow in a lab. It's really gross. Also, Jane Goodall got in on it.
We cannot hide away from human population growth because, you know, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
Look, we wouldn't have these problems if 6 billion people would just die. Why won't you guys just die? So I got this email. Full-time or full-sized half-time radio oracle. Okay, that, you know what? That's not fair. That's not fair at all. I think your point about modern-day people-hating environmentalists is an important one. They're going to destroy people while thinking they're saving them. At the risk of sounding like I'm complimenting the worst of humanity, I think this puts them right among the ranks of Hitler, Stalin, Mao, etc. While we often envision those monsters plotting how to kill and destroy for its own sake, they were more often thinking of themselves as saviors whose strategies were misunderstood and unappreciated, but necessary for the advancement of some just cause. Far from differentiating themselves from monsters, today's communists show who their real fathers are. His name is Austin. It's a very good point. They all did. They all thought they were the good guy. I've brought it up a million times on the show, but remember, percentage-wise, the guy who killed the highest percentage of his own country, it's actually not Stalin or Mao, it was Pol Pot. Pol Pot killed 25% of Cambodia. You have any idea how many Americans that would be percentage-wise? I can't do the math. It's like 80, 90 million people dead. Imagine I took over. Dictator Jesse. Dictator Jesse takes over. And in my time, 80, 90 million Americans are tortured to death, starved to death, outright executed in the streets. And then eventually, I, quote, retire. And I get interviewed as an old man. Pol Pot was. They interviewed Pol Pot as an old man. And imagine I say to you, I'm not a violent person. I don't have any regrets. What we did, we were doing for the right reasons. That's how they all were. And that's how the 21st century monsters will be. But remember this. The 20th century monsters, as evil as they were, the Stalins, the Hitlers, the Maos, the Pol Pots, as evil as those people were, the 21st century monsters are more evil by orders of magnitude. You don't think they are because you look at Bill Gates as some big computer nerd. Ah, look at this dork. You don't think they are. You hear Jane Goodall, 8,000 years old up there, got a nice English accent. I listen to this. I want some tea and strumpets.
We cannot hide away from human population growth because...
How gentle does she sound?
You know, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
It wouldn't be a problem if 6 billion of you died. Could I have a spot of tea? They sound so nice, right? She doesn't sound like Hitler. Paul Ehrlich, this guy doesn't sound like Mao.
I and the vast majority of my colleagues think we've had it, that the next few decades will be the end of the kind of civilization we're used to.
They don't sound like Hitler and Mao, do they? It's just he has colleagues, and she wants a spot of tea. And Bill Gates, I'm just working to vaccinate the animals when I'm not at Epstein Island.
Well, the Gates Foundation has partnered with DFID on a great number of things, and among those are work we do together on livestock, helping animals survive either by having vaccines.
They sound so nice, right? Just a little misguided. Those people are so much worse than the 20th century monsters. And I keep saying, if they get their way, if they get their way. I need to explain something. They're closer to getting their way than you or I really feel comfortable with. Remember, the World Economic Forum, headed up by this man, Klaus Schwab.
Can you imagine that in 10 years when we are sitting here, we have an implant in our brains, and I can immediately feel, because you all will have implants, I can, and we measure your brain waves, and I can immediately tell you how the people react, or I can feel how the people react to your answers. Is it imaginable?
I think that is imaginable. I think
the World Economic Forum has currently, it's not some obscure internet group. They've partnered with the United Nations on a plan to implement these things, to wipe out energy, to wipe out all the oil, the gas, the coal. That is the plan. The plan is to wipe out the Industrial Revolution. The Industrial Revolution, you know, the one that is responsible for the billions of people, responsible for life, responsible for all the wonderful things you see around you. Their plan is to wipe it out. And guess what their date is on their plan? It's called the 2030 plan for a reason. Right around the corner. That is their plan. And the federal government of the United States of America is all in. Now, China's not. Russia's not. So they're going to be over there eating wontons and goulash while we're over here starving to death en masse. But they're all in on the plan. And this goes back to something we've talked about a lot. Waking up your normie neighbor, Norm. You see, if you were to play Jane Goodall, even play this cut to Norm, if you were to play this to Norm, he wouldn't think, maybe he'd think she's a little weird or off, but he wouldn't think she's a mass murderer.
We cannot hide away from human population growth because, you know, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
She sounds so nice. That's what Norm would say. Oh, okay, so she's a little weird. That he'd say that too. Okay, she's a little weird, but no, she sounds very, very nice. No, Norm, what you don't understand is that's the biggest genocidal monster in history if she was actually given the power to do so, and she has an incredible amount of power. Well, the people like her. They have incredible amounts of power. They sit in all the seats of power now. And let me cap this off with one more thing because we have to get to headlines I didn't get to. I want to get to one or two more emails and things like that. The world is not overpopulated. We have not even come close to tapping the resources of this earth. We are sitting on mountains of energy, mountains of resources. It's virtually endless, this world God gave us. Endless, endless amounts of resources. The only places we're, quote, running out, they're places that these people are intentionally causing us to run out. The destruction is intentional. Remember that. All right, emails, headlines, then we're gone. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
Traveled over 140 countries around the world. I'll paraphrase the phrase in my own neighborhood. The rest of the countries, the world's not a patch on our jeans. If we do what we want to do, we need to do. It's never been a good bet.
What does that mean? I don't want to brag about my wealthy childhood, Chris, but whenever I got holes in my jeans, my mom went out and she got these really fancy patches we had back then. It went on the inside instead of the outside. She put it on the inside of your jeans, and then she'd take an iron and she'd iron it on there, and you'd have a patch. All of a sudden, your jeans would be patched. I mean, you could see the hole from the outside, and the truth is the patch was a little rough on the skin on the inside, but guess what? Jeans are good for another school year, baby. Let's get to a couple of things here. Dear Shogun, rerun Shogun, you know, that's not very nice. Okay. How many reruns did we even have over the break, Chris? Were there three or four? Well, a lot of people didn't like the standing guy, though. Okay. Look, Everyone gets a shot, all right? Everyone gets a shot. Don't yell at me. Rerun Shogun. I made it through the holidays without dying suddenly and despite mass amounts of video games and artificial sweeteners. I've been talking with my normie neighbors and my family, and they seem to be unaware of the biggest slave trade in history going on our southern border. I asked where they thought these illegals from impoverished nations were coming up with the money to pay the cartels for passage into the country, and where they suspected all these unaccompanied minors are ending up and who's taking care of them. None of them had any idea. The cartels are operating inside our country, and you know they would take advantage of any profitable illegal enterprise available to them. I'm trying to wake them up. It's from Brody. I love these little things because that's such an unoffensive thing, unoffensive conversation to have with family, with your normie neighbors, with your normie family. It's just, hey, you know the southern border. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know we got a bad problem down there. Norm's going to agree with that. Oh, yeah, yeah, we do. Got way too many people coming in. So how do you think they get here, Norm? Well, I don't know. Did you know the cartels actually bring them up here? Oh, they do? Really? Really? Yeah, they do, Norm. So do you think the cartels bring them up for free? No, I hadn't really thought about it. I was watching the game. No. The cartels charge them thousands, $5,000-$10,000 a head. You think those poor people from El Salvador have $5,000? No. I don't think they have that. So how do you think they come up with the money? They get in this country and they work it off. And it's bad enough for the men who go work it off in the fields, in the kitchens. And believe me, when I tell you they work it off with the full knowledge that the cartel has already collected the information on their family members back in their home country. So if you don't feel like giving that guy half of your dishwashing paycheck, that cartel feels like paying your wife a visit down there. And then you never get to talk to her again. And that's as good as it gets, because for the women and children, I won't elaborate because children are listening to this show. I won't elaborate on the things happening to the women and children right here in the United States of America. The largest slave trade in the world today is taking place in the United States of America, and people don't even talk about it. They don't talk about it at all. Instead, you still have half the right say, well, I'm an immigration squish, guys. I want to be nice. You're not nice. You're the most cold, vicious person in the world. You just don't realize it. You think you're being nice. You're not being nice at all. Oftentimes, nice is mean. That's why I'm such a nice person, Chris.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Illinois governor ensures children can have abortions without telling their parents. That's Governor Pritzker. I'm sure he's going to be the latest Illinois governor who ends up in prison. That reminds me of this little bit I saw on MSNBC. Good.
And thanks. Another thing that I saw on the campaign trail is that for a lot of women, for a lot of voters, these issues were linked. Abortion is also an economic issue, right? I mean, we know.
Sure it is.
People who need access to abortion care are mothers.
Hey, it's too expensive. Just kill it. State Department reportedly flagged Twitter accounts for pushing lab leak theory. Just want to bring this all home for you. The State Department of the United States of America, what you fund, they worked hand in hand with social media to censor anybody who said COVID came from a lab. The overwhelming evidence right now is that COVID came from a lab. I remember when they were trying to tell us it came from a bowl of bat soup. That's probably not true. And the U.S. State Department worked hand in hand against you to suppress the truth. Incoming Democratic congressman is to be sworn in on a Superman comic. Of course, because that's the level of seriousness these people have anymore on a Superman comic. Good grief. Go get Spider-Man. He's way better. Hillary-inspired hunt. Oh, I already read that one. FDA clears path for abortion pills at pharmacies. Just a reminder to you that there is very little of your federal system that is salvageable at this point in time. This is why you shouldn't spend 5 seconds getting stressed out about who is or isn't Speaker of the House. Spend your time and your energy. Now, we'll still talk about these things. We want to know. We want wins there. Spend your time and your energy taking back your city, taking back your town, taking back your county. And if you already have it, spend your time and energy fortifying it against the coming hordes. Peter Buttigieg, the Rear Admiral, brought his husband Chasen, sorry, that makes me laugh, brought his husband Chasen on military aircraft to attend a sporting event in Netherlands. I just have to look. Chris, I didn't read the article. This has to be soccer, right? Peter and Chasen had to be going to a... Look, I'm not going to read into it. I'm just assuming they were going to soccer. Fed's Kashkari predicts Fed hikes to 5.4%. Oh, ow. That hurts. That hurts. That reminds me. I need to tell you something real quick. I talked to the guy I invest money with. Whenever we have any money left over at the end of the year, we try to put at least a little in investing, trying to be smart about it. And I asked him, I said, hey, well, we're going to send you what we have. What are you going to do with it? And he said, I'm probably not going to invest it really right now. I'm probably just going to put it in a savings account. So my investment guy, who's really smart, isn't investing his money right now. Just remember what I've been telling you. It's going to be a rocky 2023, all right? All right. Email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I got to go home and I got to make the world-famous Jesse Kelly burgers for the boys. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.